From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Today's feature from the notebook of Dr. Madeline Kalbach turns our attention to the coming of spring and the question of what birds we can expect to see in the very near future or even now. Waterfowl are the first group of birds to migrate in spring. Thus, ponds, marshes, and wetlands are now alive with waterfowl. The green-winged teal is one of the ducks that is likely to be seen. It is not ours, however, because it only stops here on migration in the spring and fall. It is now on its northward journey to its breeding grounds, but it stops in the refuge to rest and feed before continuing its trip northward. It is our smallest dabbling duck. It has a short, stocky body. The male is wearing his best finery now. His dark rufous head with a green swipe from the eye to the back of the neck and white bar on the side of the breast is distinctive. The female green-winged teal's head is darkish with a dark line across her cheek. This is perfect attire for her nesting duties when she needs to blend with her surroundings. The green-winged teal can be found on the shallow ponds, marshes, and wetlands of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. Watch for a small dabbling duck foraging for invertebrates and seeds at the surface of the water or walking on the mudflats skimming the surface with its bill. The producers of the Willapa Nature Notes and the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge are pleased to announce that Willapa Wildlife Refuge has received approval as a Western Hemisphere Shorebird Reserve. The dedication is scheduled for Saturday, May 13th from 2 to 4 at the Heritage Museum in Owako. The public is invited. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. Until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.